Reach Out and Respond.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive.
Call now.
This is Timory here on Relevant Radio. You're listening to Trending with Timory. Cale Clark will be back to join me in just a little bit here. And I'm asking you this hour, please give and give anything you can, whatever that may be. I want you to spend a moment praying, Lord, what are you asking me to give to Relevant Radio? Are you asking me to post a link right now on social media to ask other people to support Relevant Radio? Because that's all I can do. Or are you able to make a donation? It could be $20 today. It could be $20 a month. It could be $50,000. Whatever you can give, I will tell you how many people give this hour. So listen up because it's exciting. Hawaii, Chicago, California, Florida. We're looking to you and we're watching who's donating and we love to hear from you. So represent your state and support Relevant Radio. Join me in praying for an end to abortion in the United States for our needs to be met during our pledge drive. Together we'll pray the Memoire. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Ooh, Pledge Week is rather exciting. It's fast-paced. It gives you that adrenaline rush if you didn't already have it, if you're joining us with everything that's happening. But as we've been talking about money, there is a story that came out today. It was all over Twitter this morning, and it's titled, How Much a Single Person Needs to Get By, Just to Get By Living in Each State. I'll share with you a little bit of the updates from state to state because I did think this was fascinating. We talk a lot about cost of living, but often when people think about cost of living, they think about family and supporting a family and those numbers. Not often do we have studies that show what you just need if you're a single person. And what does a study having to do with this from a single person perspective say about where we are today? You're listening to Trending with Timory. Coming up today on the show, I have a question for you. Gentlemen, listen to me. I want to hear from you. I'm looking for sage advice. Help a guy out. The men have been asking, how can a single guy get a date today? Whether it's finding the right type of person, getting her to say yes. So here's the question for you. And I want you to give me a call. Here's a question. How can a single guy get a date? You can call me. You can comment on my Instagram story. Reach out in social media. We'd love to hear from you. If you want to call and talk to me and share your advice, this is a separate call number, not for donating, just to talk to me and share how a single guy can get a date. The number's 1-888-914-9149. Come on, gentlemen. I want to hear your sage advice for all the single men. Forget the single ladies. Forget Beyonce. That's not the hour. We need a single men song. I don't know, but guys, would they go for that? I don't think so. Anyways, we'll talk about that. We'll also discuss how abortion laws actually reduce the number of abortions. How abortion laws, when they place restrictions on abortion, really does change things. And I'll give you a recent example coming out of Montana. Who knew people lived in Montana? Yes, people do live in Montana because it's gorgeous. So stay tuned. We'll be talking about that, as well as what on earth is chivalry and how can we look to Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati, a future saint, a current blessed on the path to officially being recognized as a saint in the church. What can he teach us about chivalry? But first, as I mentioned before, big surprise, what are some of the most expensive states to live in if you're single? I mentioned to you earlier that a study came out and I saw it trending on Twitter because all the single people are on Twitter. Maybe that's how your tip for getting a date. No, it shouldn't be. Please ask in person. But this is the name of the article. It's from CNBC. How much money a single person needs to earn to get by in each U.S. state. Now, we'll post a link. Lucas, can you post this on my Twitter right now? This would be really helpful because it's interesting. Maybe you're considering making a move. Maybe you want to move to the heart of the country or live your dream of living close to a beach on the coast. I don't know. But here's what we've seen. Number one, people who are single are doing two things. More and more people are living further away from family, but at the same time, more people, and this has come out in census data among other things, there before it used to be that most people in their young adult years were living with their spouse. Now, more people in their young adult years are still living with their parents. In fact, we're seeing numbers going all the way up to 35 and 40 years old. The majority of young adults are living with their parents and not with a spouse today. So I do find it interesting that this article comes out talking about how much it costs to live a single life. Well, here's the reality. A lot of people are thinking about, quote, adulting, moving out, and they want to know, how much would it really cost? Here's what's telling about this study, though. They categorize each state, and something they show is that not only are we calculating, you know, basic cost of living and utilities and gas, all of these things, but we're also including in this number things such as estimates for phone and Wi-Fi, which makes sense, but now for pets, going to the clubs, going to the movies, and various excursions that you would like to do. So they create an average number. I don't know what that number is. The article doesn't say. I really wonder, do they include things such as student loan debt that the vast majority of single individuals actually have today? One thing commented upon in the article is that people are spending more than ever before on food, transportation, and housing. So here's this article, and can you guess what the most expensive state is to live in? Just ponder for a second. I would have guessed California or New York, and lo and behold, not too far off. But actually, Hawaii is the most expensive state to live in. So much about that beach bum life. Apparently, you can't live in Hawaii. You need to make a whopping, as a single person, $40,000 and $40,412. The estimated housing cost there is $16,000, a little over $16,000 for a single person. Now, this is a stark contrast, for example, to one of the lower costing places to live, such as Alabama. You only need $28,000, and your estimated housing cost is about $7,300. Another comparison, so you had Hawaii at about $40,000, California not that far away, they're almost at $39,000 for a single person to live there. And that's prior to taxes. So what does all of this say to us today? Well, as I'm looking at these numbers, I think it's fascinating that we're even having a conversation on a massive scale, and it's trending on Twitter. And all these people are commenting about what it takes for a single person to live today. What does this say? Fewer people are getting married. Fewer people have children. And so now we're trying to help people see, well, here's the type of lifestyle, which would include clubbing, excursions, expensive pet bills, and movies. If that's the type of lifestyle you would like to live, well, here's how much it would cost state to state. So that is fascinating because it does point to fewer people having families. But it also points to the fact that a lot of people are considering leaving their state. They're looking for something different or, in their mind, better, because the grass is always greener and another person's lawn, right? So this is what it's showing, that more and more people are pondering, well, how about I move here? How about I move there? There's this detachment from familial relationships that we're seeing a massive increase of. This is why this article isn't just about how much it costs to live somewhere for a single person. Heck, find your state. No, the article really is about, here are all your states to choose from. This is what it would cost. Where do you want to go? That's how a lot of single people will look at this article. Now, we're going to be discussing in just a few minutes, and I'm asking for your advice. If you'd like to call, the question at hand for you to share your advice on is how a single guy can get a date. The number is 1-888-914-9149, or you can comment on my Instagram story. But as I think about this question, I think it relates to this whole CNBC article about how much it costs to live various places for a single person. This moving around that so many single people do today, I think creates a huge concern, especially for women, when they seem to think there's a lack of stability. There's one thing to say, hey, I want to move to Los Angeles and start a business. But it's another thing when this person that you're looking to date seems to have very few friends, little social connections, no family in the area. I think for many women who are actually being smart and would be marriage material, they're hesitant to say yes. They're hesitant to engage in conversations with people, and I've seen this among my peer group, because there doesn't seem to be something lasting in the roots. It just seems as if a lot of men are floating around without any clear direction or any defined route in their lives. So we'll talk about that in relation in just a little bit. To my question again, the number is 1-888-914-9149. Please share your thoughts. Gentlemen, I want to hear from you. What advice do you have for how a single guy can get a date?
Hi, this is Father Rocky, the Executive Director of Relevant Radio, and your host for the Family Rosary Across America every evening at 7 p.m. Central. Thanks for joining us for our summer pledge party. We got a very special two-for-one gift today. Two gifts for your tax-deductible gift of $1 a day. It's an Our Lady of Guadalupe medal plus a book, The St. Monica Club. The medal was taken by our own Drew Mariani to numerous holy sites in Mexico, including the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe, during his recent pilgrimage in June. The book, of course, gets its title from St. Monica, who every day had to wrestle with the pain of having a loved one fall away from the faith, but she prayed and prayed, and her son came back. That was St. Augustine. We have a limited supply of the medals, so don't wait. Give online now at relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123.
Hey, this is Cale Clark alongside Timmery. And it's our pledge drive for August. We do this four times a year. It's our summer pledge drive. The theme is reach out and respond. And really, you only have today and tomorrow to reach out and respond. If you are a fan of Trending with Timmery, you like this programming, you want to keep going, you can call 877-291-0123. Operators are standing by to take your call and take your pledge. Or you can go online at relevantradio.com or through the Relevant Radio app. And you just heard Father Rocky talking about this. If you donate online, this is what I call our dollar a day triple play today, because if you give just a dollar a day or more, obviously God might move you to give more, but for just a dollar a day, you'll get three incredible gifts from us: the St. Monica Club book, The Incredible Conversation, which you can kind of be a fly on the wall and listen in on this as Patrick Madrid and Josh Raymond give this incredible presentation called Bring Them Back, recorded at the Relevant Radio Studios in Chicago. It's incredible. Goes really well with the book, plus the medal that we were talking about, the Our Lady of Guadalupe medal, and it is beautiful. And Timmery, what an interesting topic you bring up on your show, and I do have an answer to your question about how guys can meet girls, but... Should I save that, or do you want me to tell you?
Oh, you save it. Save it, because the top is coming up.
Okay.
Okay, this is important.
I do have some ideas on this.
Okay, take notes, because I want to hear, Cale. This is a very important topic, because, okay, we got to help a guy out. And where else can you get help for getting a date? I mean, a good, solid date, not a one-night stand. Well, it's here on Trending with Timmery. So please support us. Support the future of marriage, of family, because people are choosing to step back in the dating scene. They're choosing to have children because they're hearing faith-filled, positive examples of family life and hope and why it makes you a better person. So please reach out and respond. Support us here at Relevant Radio. I'm asking you to please give anything you can today. Whatever that is, pray about it. Give anything you can, Cale.
Yeah, you got it. 877-291-0123 or online through the app or through relevantradio.com. And Timmery, it's often been said that there's two ways to become a Catholic. You can either become born into it or you can convert. And it's a lot easier to be born into it. Anybody who's a convert to the faith knows. Producer Lucas, who's producing this show, produces my show as well. He's a convert. It's a long and winding road. So Catholic families, Catholic culture, that's one way to build it up. Trending with Timmery talks a lot about this. So support the show, 877-291-0123, and reach out and respond. It's our pledge drive this August on Relevant Radio.
So, what's trending? Bridging your Catholic faith with your everyday life. You're listening to Trending with Timory on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Gentlemen, I'm looking for experience. Help a guy out today. You are helping a man get a date. What advice do you have for how a single guy can get a date? Give me a call. The number's 1-888-914-9149. All the single men are waiting and listening because they don't have a date tonight. Oh, ouch. Okay, anyways. Chivalry, is it dead? Is it not? We've talked about that before on the show. But here's a question. What exactly is chivalry all about? You know, I think there's a lot of confusion about the entire idea of chivalry. It's actually fascinating because as we think about it, a lot of people will think that being chivalrous is opening doors, car doors and doors for people at the grocery store. Other people will say that chivalry is an over sense of protectiveness, which is kind of this macho, sarcastic type of attitude that is almost degrading toward women. Some will say it's almost that courtesy, like the opening doors, but it almost reduces the idea of chivalry to just opening a door, then, hey, look at me, patting myself on the back, I open the door. Then there's the glorified warrior life that can be violent. Is that chivalrous? Not saying that being a warrior is bad, but sometimes we take it too far. But then at the heart of trying to understand chivalry, and if we look through all ancient societies and attitudes around chivalry, it really had to do with one thing: protecting, and protecting the vulnerable. And I think that at the heart of this was a sense of taking ownership for those entrusted to your care. But for some reason, we think that those entrusted to our care, only the people we live with, choose to marry, our children. No, if you're in a certain environment and someone is within reach, someone you can protect, someone you can help, you have a responsibility. And I think that we need to step in, especially for men, to a greater sense of ownership and responsibility in day-to-day life for those whom you encounter, who you spend time with. I was just talking earlier today during the show about how much it costs to live in various states as a single person. And I was discussing how it's telling because there's a huge increase in singleness and single people living further away from their family of origin, their hometowns. Well, I think that the further we move from where we grew up, the further we move from our families, the further we distance ourselves from having any sorts of responsibility or ownership for other people. I'm guilty of this. For example, I have no idea what the neighbors' names are all around me in the small cul-de-sac I live in, except for one person right next door who recently moved in. And it's only because I made enough eye contact to finally get a smile rather than having these awkward moments where you try to wave at people and they look away in the other direction. You know, I tried a couple weeks ago to like wave and say hello to the woman across the street as she took out her trash. I think she recently had a baby, you know, and I kind of wanted to try to connect, say hello. Oh no, it was a hi, and then turn around and run back inside as quickly as possible. It becomes increasingly harder the further you get from your origins to get to know people. And you can try to take ownership and to be responsible in a sense for cultivating relationships around you, but not always are people responsive to this. And so I'm wondering if this whole confusion and struggle surrounding chivalry and the confusion about what it is has to do with the fact that men today don't know what they're fighting for because they don't have roots, they don't have a community, they don't have anything familial in their environment. Or they have less things familial that they're choosing to associate with. Instead, they're severing those bonds, disconnecting. Even if they're a part of a family, they've disconnected. They become jaded maybe for some reason or for some distraction. They've been overconsumed with work, too obsessed with a girlfriend to care about what's happening in the family. And so many things we've seen happen. all of this being said, it's getting in the way of understanding the importance of how chivalry has to do with protecting the vulnerable. Women, children, the elderly, but ultimately any people who are under attack, who we can do something about. Never forget the story of the Epic of Gilgamesh. It's some of our oldest literature that we have available to us. In the Epic of Gilgamesh, the character Enkidu ends up defeating the King Gilgamesh. Now, if you don't know the story, Gilgamesh had for quite some time been ravaging his community. He would sleep with woman after woman, and he would sleep with them on their wedding nights. Enkidu finally, after hard hand-to-hand combat, wrestling and challenging and calling Gilgamesh to more, not only defeats Gilgamesh, but develops a profound friendship. Now, what's significant about this? Enkidu cared enough about those women he was harming, but also about the great King Gilgamesh, to say no. Enough is enough, and I'm even going to fight you in order to make you come around to the right mindset, but also to protect these women. If we look to various forms of literature, we see time and time again, especially in English novels, the knights who were considered to be protectors, and predominantly protectors of women. Now, unfortunately, I'm sorry, but to my fair sex, women tend to be quite awful sometimes when you talk about being chivalrous or just try to be polite. So what if they embarrass you, they're critical, or they reject it? Do it anyway. Do it anyway. Because the reality is, most women actually do care about men being courteous, but more importantly, about men being chivalrous. That is protecting them as human beings. And remember, chivalry isn't just about opening doors. I was just thinking, and Lucas, you sent me this story about Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati, an incredible soon-to-be saint on his path to canonization, beatification, and here he is, this man, much more modern than most saints we get to know. And there's a story of Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati where he was having a meal with his mom and he heard a maid screaming. Some men had forced entry. They were damaging furniture and trying to sever the communications via the phone so that no one could help her. Well, Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati heard this maid scream and very, very quickly came to her aid. He was there to protect her, and when he comments on this story, he says, "I threw myself at that scoundrel, shouting, 'Rascals, cowards, assassins,' and delivered a punch. He ended up saving this maid from her attackers." So the question is, gentlemen, are you capable, mentally, emotionally, and physically, of protecting women, children, and the vulnerable in society today like this soon-to-be saint was? We'll talk about this more in just a little bit, and your advice for helping get a man a date.
Hey, this is Cale Clark along with Timmy. Hey, Timmy, I'll tell a man how to get a date in just a second, but more importantly, we need you to call in right now, 877-291-0123, or go to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. It's our Reach Out and Respond pledge drive. And the clock is ticking, folks. Timmy, I don't know, do you have a target? How many callers, how many donations you'd like for this hour? Let's throw it out there.
I am asking anyone to give what they can this hour. So I think yesterday we got somewhere around 70 gifts. Let's reach that. Let's hit 70 again today.
Okay.
But this today, I want you to give what you can.
Yeah.
Give anything you can today.
Hey, why not? And you kind of search your heart, pray about it, think about it. God loves a cheerful giver. Consider it. And try to do it, because when you do it, when you actually contribute to Relevant Radio, you'll feel differently, because you'll feel, I really am part of the Relevant Radio family. I'm part of the team because we need you. We can't do it alone. We are totally listener supported. 877-291-0123, or go to relevantradio.com or through the app. And when you give online, if you come in at the dollar a day level, at least a dollar a day, you're going to get the dollar a day triple play. Three incredible gifts we want to give you. the book, The St. Monica Club. We've talked about that before, how to bring loved ones back to the faith. St. Monica knew how to do it with her son, Augustine. She can help you do it too. The talk that kind of goes with that, Josh Raymond, Patrick Madrid. The talk is called Bring Them Back. We're going to give that to you as an MP3 download. Plus, you're going to get the amazing medal, the Our Lady of Guadalupe medal, which Drew Mariani took to Mexico with him on pilgrimage, touched it to all the major shrines, including the home of St. Juan Diego. And we have given away, Timory, over 900 medals so far today.
Wow.
We want to get to 1,000. We want to get to it. Today is the only day you can get them. You can only get them today.
Okay, hold on. We need to hit 100 calls.
Well,
we
have let's
to.
Do it.
We
let's
need to get it. To 1,000 medals out today. So that's it. We need 100 people to call this hour. You have 31 minutes. So go or support relevantradio.com. You can see the beautiful medal from Our Lady of Guadalupe. And a really cool thing, actually, Kale, when I was looking at this, this medal traveled all over Mexico with Drew Mariani. And one of the places beyond the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe that this medal went, that will be yours if you donate now, was to St. Juan Diego's old home. In fact, that's one of the sites, the fifth site and the last apparition of Our Lady. So this medal has gone to where the apparition of the Blessed Virgin Mary actually occurred. And I want to give this to you as a thank you. So support us $1 a day, $365 or whatever you can give. Number's 1-877-291-0123, relevantradio.com to see the gift and donate, or the app where you might be listening now or should be. Download it.
The Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Reach out and respond.
Okay, I want to hear from you, gentlemen. Help a guy out. How can a single guy get a date? Give me a call. Comment on my Instagram story. Number's 1-888-914-9149. But I just wanted to comment, kind of wrapping up the story of Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati and the idea of what is chivalry. If you missed the conversation, go back relevantradio.com/trending. You can subscribe to the show as well as reach out to me on social media. But this is, I think, part of the challenge for men. And I see this in the conversations I have with men when they're kind of trying to figure out what's going on in their lives, and they're missing that dimension of the fact that chivalry is about protecting the vulnerable. You see, for some reason, men don't view themselves as one capable of being chivalrous, that is, protecting others, and that has to do with sometimes feeling like you can't defend someone physically, feeling like you can't defend someone mentally or emotionally because you're not in a place, a headspace. You don't have enough self-control or discipline where you can be that protector. So I want to challenge you that I believe you're capable. But do you? Will you believe you're capable of being chivalrous, of protecting the vulnerable? You have to make some life choices, some decisions. But this is something that is so attractive in a man, and something that, hey, guess what? We'll help land you a date, and we're going to talk about that advice in just a moment, but here's part of my advice. So one, believe you're capable and make the steps necessary to make yourself capable. Two, know that you're called as a man to be chivalrous, to be a protector of the vulnerable. Your body's built for that, not mine. Your body, your physiology, the muscles, the very fibers of your muscles, the structure of your body from your chin capable of taking a blow, from your shoulders capable of carrying a load, to the way your hips are actually built. You are built to protect. There's a tool-like dimension to men, not that you're reduced to a tool, but you're able to give your body to protect the vulnerable. So know, one, you're capable. Two, you are called. Three, you actually are equipped with everything I just shared with you. And four, look to St. Joseph. He was overwhelmed when he had the opportunity to be chivalrous, to be a protector of the vulnerable. That is the Blessed Virgin Mary. He was going to set her aside quietly. But instead, in a dream, by the power of the Holy Spirit and an angel, he accepts the call to be chivalrous, to protect the Blessed Virgin Mary and the child Jesus. He probably didn't feel capable. He was shocked when he found out he was called. But God let him know he was equipped and this is his mission. God may not be speaking to you through the voice of an angel in a dream, but he's spoken to you by how he's created your body, by your desire to give, your frustration with your own laziness, your anxiety, your depression. It's because you're not giving yourself enough. And that's at the heart of this crisis today of masculinity. And hey, I really do mean this. It might even get you a date. So that's the question at hand. How a single guy can get a date. I want to hear from you, gentlemen. Give your friends some advice. Help a man out. The number is 1-888-914-9149. Abel from Hacienda Heights called and he wanted to offer this advice. This is what I used to do. He said, first I would pray about it before I asked a girl out. And he'd pray about this person as a future spouse. And he said, I'll also try to be the best version of myself, including mannerisms and being authentic. He said, be well-groomed, exercise, and wear nice clothes. Okay, yes, Abel from Hacienda Heights, yes, be well-groomed, check, exercise. Yes, it's attractive when you exercise, guys. Wear nice clothes. Yes, please, please wear nice clothes. And gentlemen, if you're having a hard time landing a date, don't settle in the type of haircut you have or just any clothes that you wear. Keep your wardrobe up to date. Get the advice of other people who are landing dates. Ask some women who you really do trust and maybe ask more than one. Heck, maybe even take one shopping with you. I was asked recently to help pick out cologne for one of my single friends because he really wanted, you know, to land the date and present that fully balanced, well-groomed perspective. But I love this advice that Abel gave as well. Be the best version of yourself from mannerisms. Please don't chew and talk with your mouth full, okay? And be authentic. But some people say, oh, Timory, but that's not authentic if you're asking me to change all these things. No, I'm asking you to be a good steward of the incredible human being that you are. To be a good steward of the creation, of the body God entrusted you with. Maybe because you fail to be a good steward with what you have to work with is why you're not landing that date. And then, as Abel mentioned, pray before you ask a girl out and pray for this person as a future spouse. Now, two things I think are really, really important when we're talking about dates. One, you should always date with marriage in mind. And that means that I think most people listening now, make sure you're marriable. Make sure that you are marriage material in terms of working on your finances, housing, the types of relationships you have with your family, that they're strong, that there are healthy boundaries. All of these things are incredibly important. We actually have another call coming in, and it has to do with Tinder. Patrick, give me more information. We might take this call because I am curious to see how this can help with landing a date. Another thing that I think is really important, gentlemen, I hear a lot of guys go, oh, well, you know, she didn't say yes when I asked her out. And so, you know, I'm not really feeling like asking other women out. I'd really liked her for a long time. Okay, you liked her for a long time. How long did it take you to actually ask her out? Oh, interesting. 3 years, 5 years. She has a boyfriend now. Oh, huh, big surprise. Okay, just ask. Stop dancing around the topic. Maybe if you dance, that would help. I don't know. I know that's what some single guys do to try and land dates. But here's the reality. Every no you get takes you that closer to a yes. So ask. You're not going to get a date if you don't ask. And it's far more flattering if you're just clear. Hey, I'd like to take you on a date. Let's go to coffee. Something simple if you don't know her very well. Don't necessarily overwhelm her. Keep it short. Don't let it drag on and on for hours. Leave a person wanting more. You don't have to overthink it and you don't have to kill your pocketbook. You can even take her to ice cream. I mean, there are simple things that can be done. You're listening to Trending with Timory here on Relevant Radio. I would love to hear from you. Help a guy out. How can a single guy get a date? Give me a call. The number is 1-888-914-9149. I'll also be sharing some tips that the gentlemen on Instagram have to share. Follow me at Timmerie. That's T-I-M-M-E-R-I-E. In my story, you can type in that question box. And of course, there are adorable photos of my baby girl. She's going to be I can't believe it. 8 months and a couple days here. So I'll be right back. We're going to discuss more on how you can land that date and why pro-life laws save lives and they're so important.
Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
I want to give y'all thanks because after a month in the hospital, my emergency spine surgery went well and working on my recovery. And if I called about 2 months ago and asked for my sobriety and for reunification of my family. I'm blessed
right.
that I'm walking. I should be crippled because of the spinal injury that I had just waking up. And I'm thankful for all that prayed for me, those who didn't pray for me, and those who will never pray for me, and I'm going to pray for them.
Good for you. Well, if they didn't pray for you that night, it's because they weren't listening. But if you're listening tonight, we're all going to give thanks to God that Bill from New Orleans has been healed in a mighty way, and he's felt the grace and power of those prayers.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Relevant Radio is listener-supported. Help us bring Christ to the world with a financial gift of any amount. You can give on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
We only have a few minutes left in this hour. Reach out and respond. That's a theme of our August Pledge Drive here on Relevant Radio, and you can connect with us. You can help us out, 1-877-291-0123, or you can go online, relevantradio.com, or the Relevant Radio app, and give now. And Timory, well, we only have really just a few minutes left today, and then one more show tomorrow, and then that's it for the pledge drive for your show, Trending with Timory. And so people have been sort of sitting on the fence, thinking about, oh, should I give? And maybe I'll give later in the week. Well, now is the time. Got to make your gift count. What do you think?
Yes, please make your gift count. We have gifts to give back to you. Only today on Trending do we have this medal of Our Lady of Guadalupe with a rose on the back that says, pray for us. And I love having medals of our various saints with us, and especially Mary, the Mother of God, a blessed medal. It's been to the apparition place of Juan Diego's own home. It's been to the shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe. These are such special medals, and I want to be able to give 40 more out. We have about 15, 16 minutes here. We have 60 gifts right now, and I'm asking for 40 more people to step up and give. Give anything you can. That might be $30,000 today. That might be $100 today. Whatever it is, however big or small you may feel that it is, I'm asking you and telling you that every penny counts for us, and we use our money that you give to us so wisely to help bring voices like Cale Clark, Patrick Madrid, and myself to you each day.
Absolutely. And not only that, your gift is going to help others too, because we're going to contribute 10%. It's kind of our tithe, if you will. Anything that we raise this week on Relevant Radio, we're going to give to those suffering in Haiti. The Catholic Church has been decimated along with so many other homes, structures, people's lives. We're going to bring water. We're going to bring food, medicine, clothing, shelter, and we're going to help to bury the dead, because there's been at least 1,500 people now found dead in Haiti, and we need to help them, and you can help them. A lot of people are wondering, how can we do this? The country's been decimated. We can make sure that those funds get directed to the right people. So call right now. 877-291-0123, or go to relevantradio.com or through the app. And don't forget, it's our dollar a day triple play. Anything over and above a dollar a day will get you that St. Monica Club book. It's really practical. The great talk by Patrick Madrid and Josh Raymond, Bring Them Back, plus the beautiful medal of the Patroness of the Americas and the Queen of Relevant Radio, Our Lady of Guadalupe. Give now. Reach out and respond. 877-291-0123. Do it now.
Bridging your Catholic faith with your everyday life. You're listening to Trending with Timory on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Okay, help a man out. Help him to land a date. What advice do you have for my man here to land a date? Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. The number's 1-888-914-9149. Great tips coming in on Instagram. But I want to go, let's see, to Jonathan in Illinois. Quick tips. What are your tips for landing a date for a man today?
Hi. So what I wanted to tell you is I think Tinder is great advice. Online dating, it takes a lot of the guesswork out. You know, it's very simple. You see a profile and a picture. You swipe left, swipe right, either yes or no. You can tell a person exactly who you are and what you're looking for, and they can do the same. I know there's a stigma sometimes with Tinder, but you get out what you put in. There are a lot of good people on there. I've met a lot of good people. Still looking, but as far as an easy way to meet people, that's the best advice I got.
Thanks for the tip, Jonathan from Illinois. Check out Tinder is his advice. You know, I always want to give a little bit of hesitation here with Tinder. Like you said, there is a stigma. It's known for a lot of people using it as a hookup. I have known people to use it seriously. Again, what you put into it, you get back. I'm not a huge fan of dating apps, though, in respect that I think the swipe culture really can lead to an objectification or an unrealistic expectation. I think we need more face-to-face interaction. Call me if I'm wrong. If you really do think Tinder's the way to go, maybe you've met a spouse there, one of these swiping apps, let me know. Phone caller Paul from Mississippi, how do you advise a man lands a date today?
Well, hello, Timmy. First of all, I would suggest that you don't date unless you're seriously moving toward marriage in your own mind and in your own development. Then secondly, I think it's important to be confident, and that's probably the thing that connects to what you're talking about in terms of representing chivalry. That sort of sends a message about your maleness, if you will, and your ability to be chivalrous and protect the weak, the young, the elderly. And so I think people tend to respond well to confidence, and that's an important aspect. So, practice your confidence, practice being confident, and practice perhaps with friends, and they can help you out and develop
yes.
that skill.
Yeah, this confidence is so important. Confidence is incredibly attractive in men. And I know that so many men, Paul, can struggle with confidence. They feel like they're faking it. That's okay if you fake it. There are a lot of things that I do where I have to go, okay, let's have some courage. Let's be confident in what we're talking about. You know, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing now. And some people, have you ever heard the saying, fake it till you make it? It's so true. I think there are a lot of people who are incredibly successful that if they didn't act confident, even when they didn't feel confident, that they probably wouldn't have achieved what they have. And the same goes for dating. So confidence, huge win. Paul, great advice from Mississippi. Okay, listen, Instagram, you've got some great tips. And maybe you still have a tip. It's not too late. You can give me a call. The number's 1-888-914-9149. Help a man out. How can a single guy get a date today? Okay, Matt is saying to get a fluffy, this is on Instagram, hypoallergenic dog, like Oreo, that's his dog, and go to a dog park. He said online dating is rough. Okay, get a fluffy dog. Name him Oreo and go to a dog park. Okay, that's very true. A lot of single people with dogs, as we know, dogs are in the budget. If you want to move to California, Hawaii, Alabama, Mississippi, or wherever it might be, I was sharing about cost of living in those states for a single person earlier here on the show. But yeah, that's actually one great, simple way, face-to-face. If you like pets, I do not. I would not be at the dog park. I'm just letting you know. But I'm also married, so we'll just keep that clear. Did I tell you a story that I was asked out via Facebook 2 years into my marriage almost? Via Facebook, someone asked me out. And I'm like, dude, I'm married. If you're asking me out on Facebook, please at least look at my profile photos and stuff. There was a photo of like engagement photos, and I think even a wedding photo on part of my Facebook. Come on, do some research beforehand. I'm just saying, okay? Okay, another one, Naomi on Instagram commented again having to do with confidence. She said, confidence, not cocky. She said, shave, some nice cologne, listen up, not too strong, smile, and just have some fun. So loosen up, have some confidence, don't be cocky. Shave, yes, shaving's important. You know, I would be interested. I'm going to actually take a poll on my Instagram. So keep an eye out. I'll get it up today or tomorrow on women, like, would you date someone with a massive beard or not? And I know this is superficial, but, like, I'm really not into the whole beard thing. And this debate only increases when you get married, like, how long the facial hair should or should not be. I've learned that there's, like, a certain length that my husband is, like, starting to feel dirty over. And so I just try to be really patient because it's just a few days usually beyond what is, like, my tolerance level. And if I can just keep my mouth shut, he starts to feel dirty and he shaves it on his own. So I don't know. Maybe you just need to encourage your spouse to feel dirty with their facial hair. Okay, anyways. Okay, we have more people calling. Richard from Anaheim. Richard, how are you going to help a man out and get a date today? What does he need to do?
It's very simple, very old school. I went to a university in California, and every Friday they had, and it was anybody was invited. You didn't even have to be a student or alumni, to a classic dance. It was, they had two instructors there. They would tell you how to do it. And you got to meet and greet, and there was no expectation. You got to fail in front of people because that's what you were there for. You were learning. And I met, one of my best friends there. I didn't marry her, but we became friends. So that is a great way. If you're lacking in confidence, you don't need confidence because everybody's the same. They're all learning. And you get a chance to, mingle and dance with different people because they're all learning too.
I love this. You know, it's actually reminding me of a story. So Richard is saying, go to a dance club. In fact, I remember I used to take West Coast swing dance classes, and I drive actually out to LA, I drive out to Orange County, you take a class, and then you dance with people, and Grant, a lot of, like, the pro people would come, but there would be a lot of people who would just go for fun, who've been taking classes for a couple months, and it would be so much fun, and there are some really talented dancers. If you want a dancer, go to some of these organized dance clubs. You may not be a dancer, but... too bad. You want to meet a lady? Get out of your comfort zone. And Patrick, yes, Patrick just commented, my producer Patrick, if I have to shave for a date, I absolutely will. I'm so glad, Patrick. The answer is yes. Shave for the date, and if she likes facial hair, she can let you know if she cares that much about it. But clean shaven, please. Keep the clean face for the date. I'm just saying. And okay, joining me in just a little bit will be Killed Clark. He's going to give his marriage, from a married perspective, tips for landing a date. If you've been invited to go dancing on a weeknight, okay, and I'm getting some feedback here. If you've been invited to go dancing on a weeknight, but you work weeknights, take a night off sometime, okay? Take a night off. It is worth it. If that's what it's going to take to show that you're interested, do it. Okay, you're listening to Trending with Timmery. It has been great to be with you. We're going to talk about abortion tomorrow and how pro-life laws change and save lives. But again, if you want to land a date, if you have tips, I'd love to hear from you still. I'll share more of them tomorrow if I get some good ones.
Hey, this is Cale Clark along with Timmery. If you like what you're hearing here on Relevant Radio on Trending with Timmery, you can call in right now and donate. It's our Reach Out and Respond campaign. We are listener supported here at Relevant Radio, so we need your help. 1-877-291-0123. Yeah, you can call that number right now. Operators are standing by, or you can go online, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app. And once again, this is really our last opportunity to tell you that there are only a few of these beautiful medals of Our Lady of Guadalupe that are left for you. This is the only day you can get them. Our own Drew Mariani has taken them on pilgrimage to the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe and also to the home of Saint Juan Diego. And of course, that saint was blessed to receive these apparitions, and really it changed the course of history. And Mary can help change the course of our individual lives as well. You're going to get this for a gift of just $1 a day. This is $1 a day triple play for you here, because you'll get the incredible medal of Our Lady of Guadalupe. You'll also get the book, The St. Monica Club, How to Bring Loved Ones Back Home to the Church, and the companion talk by Josh Raymond and Patrick Madrid called Bring Them Back. You can be a fly on the wall as they have this conversation about evangelization strategies that really work to bring loved ones back home to the Catholic Church. 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com or through the app. And Timory, I promised you that I would give my number one piece of advice to guys out there. You were asking the question earlier on the program. Hey, if you're a guy looking for a date, how do you go about doing it?
Hold on, though. I want people to know we need 25 more people to step up now to reach 100 to give all of these medals away. So please call in the meantime while we wait to hear that, that you've called or you donated at relevantradio.com. Kale, I want to hear, how is a man going to land a date?
This is worth at least 25 phone calls from donors, partners
yes.
right now. 1-877-291.
Free advice, but not really. I'm kidding.
0123. And you know what? It's very simple. I would just get a dog. Get a dog. Get a cute little dog.
Were you
take the dog
on my
for walks.
Instagram?
No, no, I wasn't. Did somebody say that?
Okay, continue. Yes, I'll tell
no,
you.
No, I'm not on Instagram. I'm not an Instagrammer. But I will say this, that's exactly what I would do. Because I have a little dog named Egbert. And
wait,
he's kind of
the name?
Egbert.
You Canadian.
No, listen, you know what? Egbert is the name of the greatest Saxon king. Did you know that? I know it's kind of a goofy name today, but there's a lot of...
Saxon.
Yeah.
We're chivalrous men, I hope. Maybe
yeah,
not it, really.
Egbert actually means brilliant sword. So it's not a goofy name after all. It's actually pretty cool. But having said that, no, Egbert's a little dog. He's really cute. And every time I take Egbert for a walk, I always get comments. People always want to talk. They always want to pet the dog. So it's a great, great icebreaker. Get a dog. You can meet some ladies, and you can show them how chivalrous you really, really are. 877-291-0123. Support Timory, Trending with Timory, the Relevant Radio app, relevantradio.com. So many easy ways to do it. And don't forget, anything that you donate, 10% of it is going to help ease the suffering of our brothers and sisters, and really anybody that we can find in Haiti, because people need help. They need water. They need food. They need medicine and clothing. And dignified burial of the dead. We've got to help them. And we're going to be praying for them also later on, right after this program, the Family Rosary Across America. So stay tuned for that. And Timory, we're going to reach our target. I'm confident of this.
Yes.
What are the numbers right now?
Yes. Okay, I need an update. Patrick, if you can give me an update. I think we need about 20 more. I'm waiting for a better update. But first, I will say, Kale, I think that the dogs win, because everyone's saying get a dog. But you know what? If you had a dog, I would not approach you, and I would end the conversation probably as quickly as possible, because I'm not a dog person. If your dog sticks its snout places that it shouldn't, if it drools, if it snaps at me, it already stinks. So, I mean, I think that the dogs for most people would be a win, but I'm like, it's a no for me, dog. It is
Are you a
no.
cat person, Timory?
Oh, good Lord. No.
Okay.
No
okay.
cats,
I was,
no
I was getting
dogs.
Worried there for a second. Yep. No cats,
I mean,
or dogs.
Plants are nice. Plants are nice. But you know what's really nice? Really nice? 20 more people. Call now. We want to give away all of these medals. Give anything you can today.
If you don't have a dog, if you don't have a pet, you have extra money that you can give to Relevant Radio.
And apparently, everyone who loves the dog isn't donating, because I just said I don't like one.
Well, 877-291. You can. We'll convert Timory. We'll make her a dog lover. But call and support her program and Relevant Radio in general. 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, and also the app. Reach out and respond right now.